Images of 9/11, A Visual Remembrance. By Rebecca Mansour on September 11, 2020. The whole world experienced the attacks of September 11, 2001, in real time. Videos, photos, and audio captured the horror inflicted by Islamic jihadists and the heroism displayed by ordinary Americans. In our effort to never forget, Breitbart News offers you this visual and audio remembrance of that fateful day when the world changed forever. We will always remember. From the time of its opening in 1973 to that fatal day in September 2001, the twin towers of the World Trade Center dominated the skyline of Lower Manhattan's financial district, as seen in this photo taken on September 5, 2001, just 6 days before the towers fell. Designed by Detroit architect Minoru Yamasaki, the twin towers were famously disparaged by New York Times architectural critic Ada Louise Huxtable, who offered this eerie and unintentionally prescient prediction in 1966. The Trade Center towers could be the start of a new skyscraper age or the biggest tombstones in the world. Those words were long forgotten on that bright September morning before death rained down from cloudless skies. Betty Young, the flight attendant aboard American Airlines Flight 11, was the first person to notify authorities about the Islamic hijackers. The audio of Ong's call to the American Airlines emergency number was included in this audio/video montage released by the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, in 2018 to commemorate the 17th anniversary of 9/11. The following video captured the moment of impact when Islamic hijackers flew American Airlines Flight 11 into the World Trade Center's North Tower, 1 WTC, at 8:46 a.m. The first images of the burning North Tower quickly flashed across television sets. This video shows the first 5 minutes of cable news coverage. 4 minutes after the first plane hit the World Trade Center, Christopher Hanley, 35, called 911 from the 106th floor of the North Tower, where he was attending a conference at the restaurant Windows on the World that morning. This is the audio of his 911 call. The whole world watched in stunned horror as a second plane, United Airlines Flight 175, flew into the South Tower of the World Trade Center, 2 WTC, at 9:03 a.m. The second plane removed any doubt that this was a terror attack, not a pilot error, and America was indeed at war. This video shows the ABC News coverage the moment the second plane struck. President George W. Bush was visiting an elementary school in Sarasota, Florida. He was informed about the attacks when his chief of staff, Andy Card, whispered in his ear, "A second plane has hit the second tower. America is under attack." The controversy surrounding the publication of the image below of a man falling from the North Tower, and the subsequent quest to identify the man depicted in this photo, inspired a 2006 documentary called 9/11, The Falling Man. You can watch it here. At 9:37 a.m., the Islamic hijackers on board American Airlines Flight 77 crashed it into the Pentagon. The South Tower of the World Trade Center began to collapse at 9:58 a.m. At 10:03 a.m., United Airlines Flight 93 crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Were it not for the heroism of the passengers who stormed the cockpit, the Islamic hijackers would have crashed the plane into either the United States Capitol Dome or the White House. At 10:28 a.m., the North Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed. Democrats and Republicans stood shoulder to shoulder on the steps of the Capitol that evening in a show of national unity. At the end of their remarks, they sang "God Bless America." President Bush addressed the nation from the Oval Office that evening. "Today, our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature," he said. "And we responded with the best of America." As the nation prayed, the search for survivors began. On September 14, 2001, President Bush visited the first responders and rescue workers at Ground Zero and delivered an impromptu speech that captured the sentiment of the country. The massive cleanup efforts at Ground Zero spanned months. Among the rubble, a cast iron cross was found rising out of the destruction at the World Trade Center. The cross fell intact from Tower 1 into nearby Building 6 on September 11. In the weeks and months that followed, we buried our dead. In the years that followed, we sought justice. Nearly 2 years after the attacks, the The 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured in Pakistan on March 1, 2003. His death penalty trial by military jury is set to start on January 11, 2021, at Camp Justice, Guantanamo Bay. And finally, 10 years after the attacks, Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden was brought to justice. On May 2, 2011, President Barack Obama announced to the nation that bin Laden was killed by a team of U.S. Navy SEALs during a raid on his compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. And over the years, the country rebuilt, the memorials arose, and each year we remember.